says, Ushneyim Asurim. But both these two partners, Reuben and Shimon, are also Lahamed Rechayim. They're not allowed to put a millstone in the middle of their yard. The Tanner, not a big oven. Or the Gadol Tanagurlim, they can't raise hens there, chickens there. Because the Ran says these are things that usually sometimes Shutfis have a right to be makif. Let's say one of the two partners don't like it. It's making too much noise, too much heat, it stinks, he doesn't like it. He has a right to stop the other one from doing it. So since one partner could stop the other one, now that they do it, if you don't stop him, it's called like you're giving him enjoyment. So since one is not allowed to have enjoyment from the other, so therefore neither of them are allowed to put these things into the chutzar. Because if you put these things into the chutzar, you have to come on that your friend is giving you permission. And if he gives you permission, it's called he's giving you enjoyment. Therefore, you're not allowed to do these things in the chutzar. What about the case, not two, but only one. Reuven has an issa neder that Reuven is not allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. Just Reuven can't have from Shimon. Only one of the partners are also. So the lacher is then, lo yikarnes lachotzer. This one partner is not allowed to walk into the chotzer. Since it's also for him to have enjoyment from Shimon, according to Tanakama, when he walks in, shutfis means equally, like 50-50, you're having enjoyment from him, it's also. Again, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, no, Yachol Uloima, this Reuven could say, he could say to Shimon, Yachol Uloima loy, Leter Shaliyani Nichnas. Reuven says, I'm walking into my own field right now, because Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds from Yesh Breira. So whenever one shutfis goes and uses the field, it's considered right then, the whole field belongs to him. It's for his use right now. And I'm not walking into your field, Shimon. That's what Reuven could say. So the Ran speaks out that this part of the Mishnah is no chiddush, like pshita, like we know this halacha from the Reisha. If the Reisha says when the both osa zem is there, you have the machlokes, so pshita will be the same halacha when only one is osa. But the reason why the Mishnah says it is for the next case. The next case is, next chiddush is, the koifen es hanoider limchar es cholkoi. This is the chiddush. That in a case where one of the partners, Reuven, made a nisa neder, Reuven made a neder that he is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon's property. So now the locher is that Reuven cannot walk into this field anymore. So really, like Reuven can't have any enjoyment from this field. So in such a case, Reuven has a right to tell Shimon, listen, I can't use this field anymore, at least according to the Tanakhama. This is going according to the Tanakhama, that Reuven can't use this field, so if so, Reuven has a right to tell Shimon, I want you to sell me my, like I want to sell out, since I can't use this field anymore, it's the Kaifin as Anoider, Limcher as Chokoi, I have a right to force you to make you sell it to me. So the Ran says, no, the Ran says that this part of the Mishnah goes according to both of them, even according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. And the Ran says it's a Chiddush, like Mishlem, according to the Rabbanan, it's very good. According to the Rabbanan, it's good, but we understand he has a right to say, I want to sell out, because I can't use this field anymore. But since I can't use it, like, I'm wasting my money. So therefore, I have a right to say, listen, you could use the whole field, so you sell me now, sell back to me my portion, my chelik I want to buy back. But the Chur, like we said, according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, really you're allowed to use the field. So why can you force the guy? So the Ran speaks out because what you're not allowed to do in the field is you're not allowed to put down there your Rechayim, your Taner, and you can't do Tanagurim. These things you can't do there. So we're afraid that you may come to do it. So since we're afraid that you may come to do it, we also tell you, sell out better. Don't own this field anymore, because even though when you own it, you're allowed to walk into your field, but you're only allowed to walk in just to walk in there, but not to do these things. And we're afraid that usually since Shutshim are not Makbid Ladodi, you'll get used to using it even for these things. And when you want to put a Rechaim, a millstone there, that should be also, because you're not allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon, and this is called you having enjoyment from Shimon. So therefore, even according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, it's also, that the Kaifin, as Hanoyder, Limcher es Chokin, we force Shimon like to sell the share of Reuven back to Reuven. That now Shimon owns the field completely and not Reuven. Therefore Reuven won't come to be over as this and that there. Reuven won't come to use this field in a way that it's also for him to use it. Mishnah Vaita. What? Vaita. Mishnah says, Hoy echod min ashuk mudar biyachud mehem. Let's say a third person, not the two partners. There's Reuben and Shimon that owns the field together. Now there's Yehuda. Yehuda has an issa neder that he cannot have any enjoyment from Reuven. He's not allowed to go into Reuven's property. So the shaila, could Reuven now go into this field? Because Shimon also owns it. So the Mishnah says again, this is Tolu Namachlekis, that's on a common, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. That's on a common, says, Lo Yichnas Lechotzer. This Yehuda now, this third person, cannot walk into this field. Even though Shimon also owns it, but since Reuven also owns it, the Shutfis, and he's not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven, therefore this Yehuda cannot walk into the field. Because again, we don't hold from Brera, so when Yehuda walks into the field, he's walking in really to two people's fields. He's having enjoyment from both of them, from Reuven and from Shimon. So true, from Shimon he's allowed to, but since he's not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven, he can't walk into this field. Again, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Aymano, Yochel Aymaloi, this Yehuda could go to Reuven and tell him, L'toch shachavercha ani nichnas. I'm not walking into your field. I'm walking into Shimon's field. V'yeinu nichla l'toch shelecho, and I'm not walking into your field. So therefore, this Yehuda, this third person, has the right to walk into this field, even though he can't have enjoyment from Reuven. But Ladaran speaks out, if Shimon gave him permission and told him, come in to do something for me. So when this Yehuda comes in, he's coming in for Shimon's purpose. So just like Shimon, when Shimon uses the field of Yisayesh Breram, we look at this, the whole field belongs just to Shimon right now. So when Shimon invites the guest, when Shimon invites Yehuda to come in for his sake, when Yehuda is using this field now, it's like he's using only Shimon's field. He's not using Reuven's field. It's just like Shimon is using the field now. So just like when Shimon, one partner, uses it, if you hold Yesh Brera, it's considered right now for this use, it belongs completely to him. So here also, when this third person, Yehuda, walks into the field for Shimon's purpose, it's considered like now the field belongs completely to Shimon, and that's why according to him, it's mutter. According to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, it's mutter to walk in. What about Hamudr Hano Mechaveri? Not a case of partners, a new case now. Stam Reuven has an issa neder, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. Things that belong to Shimon are Rosser and Reuven. Now V'yesh loy merchatz ubeis abad muskorim b'yir. This Shimon now owns a bathhouse, and he owns an olive press in the city, and he rented it out to somebody else. Shimon rented out his bathhouse and his oil press to a third person. So the shiloh is now, is Reuven allowed to have enjoyment from that bathhouse? Since it's rented out to a third person, maybe it's not considered now that Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. So Mishnah says it depends. Im yesh loy bem tfisas yad, if Shimon still has the right to get something out of that bathhouse, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. He has some rights to it. He left over some part of it. He still owns it. He still has the right to walk in there, or he can throw the guy out whenever he wants to. So then we say it's still considered like Shimon owns this bathhouse or owns this olive press, and therefore also, therefore it's also now for Reuven to go and have enjoyment from this bathhouse. Since Shimon, even though he rented it out, but he still has a tfisas yad, he has a hand there that he has rights to it. He left over some rights for himself. It's still called like in his possession, and the issa neder is still chal. What about though ein loy behem tfisas yad? Let's say Shimon, after he rented it out, he has no strings attached, he can't use it anymore, but he can't retract anymore, and he has no rights to use it, he has no tfisas yad there, so then we don't consider it like it's in Shimon's possession anymore, and therefore mutter, therefore Reuven now is allowed to go take a bath there, because when Reuven takes the bath, he's having enjoyment from this third person, and not from Shimon. Since Shimon rented it out already, we don't look as if it's considered it belongs to Shimon anymore. Now, let's say somebody says to his friend, a lashon like this, koinem lebeischo sheni nichnas. He goes over to his friend and says, I'm making an issa neder that your house I won't walk into, I can't walk into. Ras v'sodcha, your field, sheni lekech, I can't buy it. He made an issa neder because it belongs to you and yours, I can't buy, I can't walk in. So in such a case, mace, let's say the person dies, or shemochro liyachar, or else now we sold this field to somebody else, or else the house to somebody else, mutter, Then you're allowed to walk into the house. He could buy this field now. Of course, you said clearly you just can't go into his. But now that it doesn't belong to him, he sold it, it's mutter. But what about if you said stam? Koinein bayis zeh shein nichnas. I'm making a nis and neder that on this house is like a hegdish to me. It's like a carpet to me. I can't walk into this house. Not because it belongs to you, but the din of the house. Or else, sodezu shein lekech. I want this field to be like a carpet to me, that I can't have enjoyment, I can't buy it. In such a case, let's say the owner died, or the owner sold it to somebody else, it's still awesome for you to have enjoyment from it. But since you didn't say the owner, you just said from this field or from this house, so you made the house awesome to you. You can never go into this house. Now, the Gemara says, I have a question like this. The Nadar Pligi is the machlokes in the Mishnah case where nadru means each one made the nether upon himself. But hediru zeh zeh mai. But then I can have a question, what about hediru means each one made the nether upon the other person? Then maybe there's a difference. As me, Amrina, do I say, benadroi hu de pligi? Maybe where is the machlokes in the Mishnah only in a case where Reuven makes the nether that he himself is not allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon? That's called benadroi. Each one made the nether upon themselves. And the Ran explains like this. It could be maybe even the Tanakama also holds from Yesh Breira. And really, midiraisa, like each shutif should be allowed to walk into this field. Because when you walk into the field, you're walking into your field. So why does the Rabbanan say you can't walk in? It could be it's only a knas. We constant you that since you yourself said that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, so what do you do it for? Since you did it, you're like a big shot, the Rabbanan made a knas upon you, that now you're not allowed to walk into the field. But if so, it's only if you made the nether upon yourself. But let's say the other person, Shimon, made the nether that Reuven can't have enjoyment from him, so Reuven didn't do anything wrong, there's no reason to constant Reuven. So then it could be that Reuven would be allowed to walk into the field. That's the Shiloh. Maybe the Machlokes is only benodroi when each one made the nether upon themselves. So then there's a sword where Rabbanan made a knas, you can't go into this field. But if you didn't make the nether upon yourself, but each one made the nether upon the other person, so the other person that's also, like he didn't do anything wrong. Maybe then the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Lozov and Yaakov, that you say Yesh Breira, and they both could walk into the field. The other story is, again, the Mar says, Mi Yaminin, Benodroi Hudapli, and all Machlokes says when they both make their own nether, Avob Hediroi. When one made the nether for the other one, maybe then the hediru zeh one made for the other one, moidelel rabban Rav Lozer ben Yaakov, that the rabbanon agrees Rav Lozer ben Yaakov that we say yesh breira, and then it's mutter to walk into the field. The chiyanusim dami, because then we can't make a kenas, but the rabbanon can't make a kenas because they're anonymous. Each one didn't do anything wrong. I didn't make it aser on myself. You made a nether. I can't have enjoyment from you. So since we say Yesh Breira, maybe it's Mutter. Or Duma, maybe no. Afilo bediru zeze pligi rabbonin. No. Maybe at the Maskon, like we said, the rabbonin argue and hold Ein Breira. If the old Ein Breira said it's not a svar because it's a kenas that you can't go in. But Stam, even though you didn't make the nether upon yourself, the other shutif made a nether that you can't have enjoyment from him. But Lamaitza, the rabbonin hold when shutfim own things, they own it together. And we don't look as if when you go in there it's yours completely. We held Ein Breira. So therefore when you walk in, you're using like both belongs to both of you. And you're not allowed to have enjoyment from your friend. So maybe then it's still lusser to go in. So that's the Shiloh. What's the svar in the Tanakama? Does he argue and hold Ein Breira? Then all cases a shutif can't walk in? Or maybe no, he holds Yesh Breira, and it's only when you made your own nether that we make a kenas. So Moshe says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Says, the next case of the Mishnah. If one of them, was Mudra no Mechaveroi, so Mudra no Poshut Mashma, that one person made the Yisra Nether upon the other one. Not that he made the Nether upon himself, but Reuven made the Nether that Shimon can't have enjoyment from him. And still it says Shimon can't walk in, or Pligi Rabbonin. You see, the Rabbanan argue not because it's a kenas, but because they disagree, there's no din of Yesh Breira. So Gemara says, no, maybe that's not right from the next part of the Mishnah. Tani noider mechaveroi, hano. Sometimes the Mishnah says mudver, and it means noider. But that's the way that alone won't be a proof. Maybe again, the Mishnah means neither. If you made a neder upon yourself that you're not allowed to walk into your partner's reshus, then maybe the Rabbanah made a kenas, you can't walk in there. The Mishnah says, Hochinami Mistavra, bring your svara, we're also talking about like this, that really you made the neder upon yourself. The Tani Sefer says at the end, the Kaifin es ha-neider limcher es chokai. We forced the one that made the neder to sell his reshus, to sell it to the other partner. So we forced him to sell. So Iyarmut, if you want to tell me, Bishleim with the Nodaru, that the person himself made the nether upon himself. One should the Reuven made a nether that I can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. But Reuven put the nether upon himself. So Haina Diktonia, then it's very good that we tell Reuven now, Kaifin, we force you now to sell out. Sell your portion to your other friend, because since you made this a nether, you can't have enjoyment here. So what are you doing here now? This field is offered to you. So we force you to sell your rights to the other person, let him own it completely. Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me we're talking about the Adre, that not that Reuven made the nether upon himself, but the other person, Shimon, made the nether upon Reuven. Shimon said, I'm not letting you have any enjoyment from me. Said, so am I kaifin oisai. Why do we force Reuven to sell out? Hamenas honest, like he's an honest. He was forced into the situation. Reuven didn't make the nether upon himself. Reuven just sat back, and Shimon made the nether that Reuven can't have enjoyment from him. So why did he go and force Reuven to sell out? So therefore, it's not 100% proof, but it could be that the Mishnah is talking about Dafka and Neider. So therefore, we have no proof yet what's the Machlekes. We have Lezer ben Yaakov and the Tanakama. It could be it's only a Machlekes by Neider, where the person made the nether upon himself, and Rabbanan then say, we say, a Knas. But maybe when he didn't make the nether upon himself, but the other shutif made the nether for him, maybe that'll be mutter. So we don't have a clear proof what the pshat in the machlekes and mishnah is. But from the other gemara that's mashma, the machlekes is the gemara in Baba Kama comes out, and the machlekes the blazer and the kamer is in yesh breira. The vice of the gemara there nemzon the machlekes is even the hediroi. And the Tanakhama said, it's us for you to walk in, because we hold Ein Breira. So any time one partner is not allowed to have enjoyment from the other partner, he cannot walk into the field, even though he also owns the field. But that's the halacha. When two people have partnership, they both own it. And when you walk in now, you're having enjoyment from your partner. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's always us to walk into the field. Omar Rabba says like this, Omar Rabba Omar Ziri.